Hello and welcome to the Diz Dads Podcast, Midweek Destinations and Diversions Show. It's the Dad Show, your hump day Disney vacation fix. Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is Orlando's premium stroller and crib rental vendor. Why pay more for a less comfortable, less versatile stroller in the theme parks? Make your reservation at kingdomstrollers.com. You'll pay less for the rental, and they'll deliver the stroller of your choice to your resort and pick it up from the resort at the end of your vacation for free. Kingdom Strollers, your first choice for Orlando stroller rentals. I'm your host, Aaron Rittmaster. With me today in the man cave is Terrence Hawkins. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to talking to you about your Diz Dads convention trip and more. you sort of this past January, really back into December even, decided to make a much longer, more extended trip out of your Diz Dads convention trip.
Yeah, that's true. Surprised the family here with the trip. It took a lot of work to get it to be a surprise, as you know, and many of the listeners probably know. But it was a lot of fun getting it done. I wouldn't recommend doing the way I did it.
Well, let's talk about the trouble you tried to get yourself in. You initially had just sort of an extra week or so, I guess. Tacked on to your Diz Dads convention trip, staying off site, and that was the part that kind of everybody knew about, right?
Well, yes, everybody knew I was coming down for a week. I was going to bring my my oldest daughter down, and we were going to take her out of school for a week, and just me and her come down for the Diz Dads convention because my wife really knew how much I was looking forward to it.
And the part that they didn't know was
that I changed things up and brought the whole family down, and we came down a week earlier. So we got in December 29th. You were a great help finding us accommodation for that extremely busy week at Disney World. You got us a place to plant our heads, and it was great.
Right. So you checked in December 29th at Pop Century. And let's talk a little bit about that sort of that busy New Year's Eve period, the beginning part of your trip. First of all, what did you see or what did you feel differently in the resorts? It being just post Christmas and in that almost New Year's time period.
I was actually really quite surprised with how efficiently Disney moved everybody and how quickly we were able to do our check-in at Pop, how quickly our room was ready. I mean, we got in very early in the morning. We caught a red-eye flight over. It was a 5.5-hour flight. We got into to Pop probably around 9 a.m. would be my guess. I'm a little hazy on the numbers still.
Can't blame you for that.
But they got us checked in. We went right through the check-in line very quickly. We went and had breakfast, started browsing the shop, and our room was ready that quickly. It was very surprising. We did luck in a bit. I'll say this because we've been to Disney World over Christmas before, and we walked into the park Christmas Day, and they closed it 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
Due to crowd levels. It was the same sort of crowds now. But because we came in on the red eye, our clocks were completely turned around. We started the trip having a nap in the morning. So we didn't get to the parks the first two or three days. We didn't get to the parks until mid to late afternoon.
Yeah, and, you know, especially during those busy times, that had to have an impact on, you know, the way you were able to tour the parks.
Well, it actually worked out fantastic. We got in there, and it was busy, for sure. But within every day, for the first few days, every time we got in, after 2 or 3 hours, the park would start to clear out.
But interesting.
We were there the first night until midnight. The second night, we left at 2:30 in the morning.
Ah, so because your body clock's off so much, you were able to really enjoy the late nights, even though you had younger kids, without, you know, wearing people out too badly, and you missed a lot of that, you know, that morning crush, that mid-morning crush.
Yes, for sure. And I never would have dreamed that we'd have been able to do that with a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old. Having them out till, you know, past 2 o'clock in the morning, but they were fantastic. And this is a case where jet lag worked in our favor.
So if you had to pick a highlight of that New Year's part of your trip, that add on New Year's part of your trip, what was your favorite part about it?
You know, the surprises, the second night we were there, the night we were there till 2:30 in the morning, we had a late night supper at midnight, and they set off the midnight fireworks, which was the
limited time magic piece.
Yeah, the same ones they set off New Year's Eve.
Right,
they did the night before as well. Even the cast members were in awe. I mean, we were at Pecos Bill's for supper.
Yeah,
the fireworks started going off. We ran outside, and you know, the fireworks are phenomenal at Disney.
Right.
But they happen behind the castle.
Yeah, yeah. And you're all the way over in Frontierland.
We're over in Frontierland, and the fireworks are going off behind Splash Mountain, behind the castle, over behind the new circus area. I mean, it was the whole sky.
Right. They do the whole perimeter fireworks piece.
Yeah. And I'd never experienced that before, and it didn't seem like most of the cast members there that ran outside with us, you know, abandoned the cashier.
Really? Wow.
And take a look, and they're all like, wow. And it was just that was one of those magical moments that everything worked in our favor for.
Okay. And, you know, speaking of surprises, I don't want to get too far away from this without – making sure that we at least, you know, mention the risk to life and limb you took in surprising your wife. I think you need to share that story, if only as an apocryphal tale, to protect your fellow Diz dads from the peril.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't go into detail here yet on that, but yeah, my wife started getting a little bit suspicious just from comments that friends and family had made. Because my wife had assumed that just my oldest daughter and I were coming down, she started to make plans with other people for while we were away. Some of these people were out of town, so I had to go to a great extent to call everybody back and explain to them, now don't tell Maria, but we're going to Disney World. Regardless of that, my wife is far more intelligent than I am, and she started to get suspicious. So she was positive I would be telling everybody Christmas Day that we're all going to Disney World. So Christmas Day comes along. They're opening up the gifts, and I got my wife truffles, which she hates. I got her some other chocolates that she's allergic to.
Oh.
And she pretended everything was great. And I did this strictly to throw her off the scent, that if I make her angry enough,
she'll be too busy being angry to be scheming.
Exactly. She won't be suspicious anymore. She's just going to be, after 9.5 years, he still doesn't know me. So it worked almost too well, because her cousin and best friend there nearly had to spill the beans on Boxing Day because my wife was still so incredibly angry.
Okay, so when did she finally get the news broken that, yes, actually, you're all, the whole family, going for this 2-week trip to Walt Disney World?
Well, the day we actually left.
Wow.
Woke up that morning, and with full intentions of not telling anybody until dinner.
Okay.
But my wife started to go through the list of things that she had to do that day. And I thought, you know, I love her too much to put her through.
Right, doing all those things.
And broke it to them during breakfast in the morning. I shot a video of it. It's in my video, or it's in my trip report on the Disdad's board. But I turned the video off too early, because my kids' reaction is not their full reaction. They sort of get excited, and then they calm right down.
Yeah, and then it hits that it's real.
Yeah, they thought I was just pulling a dad joke on them.
Right.
And they get right calm, and then I tell them to go get the suitcases, and that's when they flipped out. The video camera was already off.
Oops.
Yeah. But getting my wife angry was a good way to throw her off the scent, but... without her cousin's intervention, I would not be here today.
Well, we're glad you are. So we're a little out of order here, but so you surprised her. You had that first part of the trip at Pop Century, you know, kind of enjoying the holiday time, the holiday decorations, the New Year's celebration. Did you do anything in particular on New Year's Eve?
On New Year's Eve, no, we actually planned on doing some staying up late to catch the fireworks again.
Right.
But we didn't.
So that's the point in time where your body's finally caught up with the real clock, huh?
Yeah, that's it exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then... it was, you know, shortly thereafter that you went ahead and went, you know, transferred to the off-property location. Where'd you stay off-property?
Vistana.
Okay.
So that's just, if you know where that is, that's right beside Downtown Disney there.
They've yeah, got, yeah, the Sheraton Vistana.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And what did you think of the Sheraton Vistana?
Well, quite like it. There, you know, it's nice. It's quite a large property, one of the larger timeshares in the area, and there's a lot of large timeshares in the area. I quite enjoyed it. I actually bought into that about 10 years ago.
Okay.
That one, which is the reason why we stayed there.
Sure.
We've tended to trade it away to stay other places.
And so that was when you kind of hooked up with the DizDadge Convention group, right?
That's correct, yeah. We had our first meeting with Randall and his lovely wife. We went for dinner at Be Our Guest restaurant, had a fantastic dinner, a great time, got to meet the penguins, and some great photos.
Yeah.
Then we met up a couple of days later with everybody at Aloha Isle. Aloha! We need a chorus of angels going along with that one.
I'll see what I can do in post. So that your first connection with the bigger group then was the Aloha Isle meet. And you then, you know, were able to join with the group for pretty much the, you know, each of the DizDad's planned events, the rest of the week. So let's kind of go through those a little bit. We've got a little bit of time here. So why don't we go through each of those? Magic Kingdom Day was the first day of the convention. You know, you met up with the group at Aloha Isle. It looked to be a nice sized group. I had to go back and deal with some tired kid issues from our travel, so I had missed that one. But how did it go?
It was fantastic. Got to meet all the guys that were there. Carl, I don't think, got a single Dole Whip the whole time he was there. Or maybe he had three. I'm not sure. But really great meet. The Disc Dad sort of came in and out of the Dole Whip stand.
Right.
And then we moved over as a group to Pirates. Went on Pirates as a ride. And yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Good. Good. I'm glad that worked out well. If you had to pick a highlight of the first day of Diz Dad's convention, would it be one of those things or something else? Because that all actually, we also had that night our group dinner. You and Marie, I can't figure out how this worked out this way, but somehow you all ended up as the host of the Diz Dad's kids table.
Yeah, they needed some. They needed two adults at the kids table there. So my wife and I sat there. Arguments can be made whether or not there were actually two adults sitting there or whether we made one between the two of us. I don't know, but
I gotta say,
it was a lot of fun.
I didn't even notice at first that all the kids had gravitated. We didn't send our kids we didn't send Michaela to the kids table. The kids just like gravitated to each other. It was amazing watching the kids get together.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and that was a lot of fun. They had a great evening there, riding the ponies around, talking. Our youngest still talks about the ketchup tower that Michaela built, and then kid from the other table, non-Disc Dad table, came over and smashed it down. But
oh no!
Yeah, they that's certainly one of the highlights of the kids. They want to go back there again,
right?
Though in my youngest mind, it's because all the other kids will be there.
Ah, yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed the first meet, the Dole Whips meeting everybody there, and just getting to that initial meet.
Yeah,
was something really kind of special. It's unfortunate, you know, that you weren't able to be there.
But that's all right.
It's one of those things that stands out because immediately you look at everybody and you see this wide group of people with different backgrounds, different interests, but an immediate connection.
Right.
And good natured, you know, they're just a bunch of good guys. So that was a highlight for me, just that initial meet. But for me, a lot of times it's split second things that make a trip for me.
Sure.
You know, I talked about my magical moment in my trip report there too. Just catching a look on somebody else's face that made my trip.
Right.
You know.
All right. So that was the first part of Diz Dad's convention. The next day was over at Hollywood Studios, and. If you had to, first of all, I'm trying to remember who was where when. So I know you were at Hollywood Studios in the evening. Were you there during the day?
We did go during the day. I'm just trying to remember that day myself here.
Yeah. I mean, I know for us, one of our highlights was that we ran into you guys as we were heading into Fantasmic and were able to watch the show with you all.
Yeah, and that was really great. That was quite special, not just for the kids, but for us as well to be able to sit there and enjoy the show. And I quite like my youngest reaction there. She cuddled up to you and just glared at me for bringing her to this horrific show there.
It was funny, to explain a little bit, because that might have been a little cryptic for people. But you know, when the villains come out at Fantasmic, a lot of younger kids get really scared by it, And so Terry's youngest had been, you know, sitting a row in front of where I was with Terry. When the villains came out, she got a little spooked. And so she moved behind Terry and then moved to where my bench was and then sort of started hiding, you know, against my shoulder.
Yeah, and her glare at me was quite special there. You did this to me. I'm not trusting you anymore. But Aaron was fantastic there, and that's where that's what's really special about the Distads group is any Distad there could have filled in.
Sure,
I think, and I agree. Just become, you know. A safe spot for the kids.
Well, I did get a kick out of Michaela and your oldest trying to organize an impromptu slumber party for the night as well.
Yeah. Ours is still talking about that for our travels here. We have to go to Kansas. We have to have a sleepover.
Well, y'all are welcome. All right. So after Hollywood Studios Day, we were at Animal Kingdom. And I think
missed that day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was the day before we left.
Right.
So rather than the family wanted to hit Typhoon Lagoon, and it was a tough decision for me, but family wins.
Sure.
And we had a fantastic time over at Typhoon Lagoon.
And what was the best thing about Typhoon Lagoon?
You know, I don't know if it's an add-on from the last time we were there, but in the far corner is this whole kids area, little toddler to right. sort of 5-6-year-old area. We'd never seen that before, so I don't know if it was new or not, but Emma, our youngest there, she went down the little rapids there by herself, my guess would be 70, 80 times.
So you're saying that whether it was new or not, it certainly appealed to your youngest.
It did, and that made the whole time pretty special, actually, because suddenly she, out of the whole trip, she had some of her own time, something she could do herself that her sister couldn't do, right?
Oh, right, because she was too big.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, that was really nice, and also, you know, we just stood and watched her, and she giggled the whole time. And it's those giggles that just make a trip, make a day, right?
Sure. Sadly, you reach your departure day. The dads were in Epcot, and I don't remember whether you were able to join us at all in the morning or whether you had to get rolling.
No. Actually, we left during the podcast, the live podcast that night.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that now.
Yeah. So that's why we didn't.
That's why you weren't at Epcot.
Yeah.
So, if you looking back on that 2-week trip, first of all, I would ask, you know, what advice would you have for people who are thinking about doing an extended trip like that, a trip that's, you know, more than the sort of typical, you know, 5 days to a week kind of trip, that helps make a long trip like that work well?
Well, with a short trip, you've got to plan your highlights. And, you know, everybody feels pressure to do this, this, and this. And you got to get that done to make the trip most fulfilling. With a 2-week trip, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, you can sit back, you can relax more, you can enjoy Disney for the differences of it. You know, every theme park, every county fair has got rides. Disney isn't about the rides; it's about the attractions. There's so much more to it than the ride itself, the queue, the environment, the setting. I mean, they have different lands for a reason. It's because it's an immersive experience. And when you're there for 10 days to 2 weeks, you can get yourself immersed in the whole experience. You're not just skimming the surface of it. You don't feel the pressure of having to go on this or go on that. I went to Animal Kingdom with my youngest we didn't go on a single ride. One day we just walked around the lands, enjoyed the play park, caught a couple of the shows, but just enjoyed Animal Kingdom for just being the environment that it is.
Right. Well, Terry, I appreciate your being willing to sit down and talk with us about this. Really enjoyed the conversation, and hopefully some other folks will get motivated to check out a longer vacation and take advantage of being able to let the vacation come to them a bit and you know, sit back and enjoy the immersive experience and not feel the need to, you know, go.
Yeah, and I highly recommend the longer trips if people can swing it.
Sure.
And my apologies if this rambled a little bit, and that it's early in the morning where I'm at.
Thanks for joining us for the Dad Show. We'll be back on Sunday with the regular panel show. And please join us for a live Diz Dads podcast on Saturday, April 13th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central. Just like last time, the show will be live at Mixlr.com/DizDadsPodcast. Hope to see you there.